All right, we'll continue with USC coach Clay Helton. The Trojans are home hosting Oregon on Saturday. We'll take questions for coach.
Star then the number one to ask a question. Star then the number one. Your first question is from Brian Hamilton with Sports Illustrated.
Hey, Clay. I'm wondering with Sam where you've seen growth. And obviously the numbers are pretty good anyway, but where have you seen the most growth in him in this stretch where he's taken over a starter?
Probably two areas. One, just his distribution of the ball to different receivers. Usually with a young quarterback, sometimes they get glued in on one guy, and the one thing that we're seeing right now is just him, taking what the defense gives him. You saw the other night he threw five touchdowns, but they were to four different guys. And really, after watching the tape and grading them, you really came away saying, wow, okay, he's really – reading coverages, he's getting the ball in the right place. Really, the 25 passes he threw, he got fooled one time, tried to force a ball in versus one high that led to an interception. But, overall, he's doing some great things about just making good decisions. The other area that has improved is his understanding that even though he is an unbelievable competitive athlete, he's learning how to protect himself once he breaks out of the pocket or runs with the ball past the line of scrimmage. And getting down, being able to know where the first down sticks are, get as much as you can, and getting down, one, to protect the ball, but more importantly also to protect himself. He's a value to us right now and starting to learn how to do that better.
I think just a quick follow-up. What about his personality? I mean, I know he's even a true freshman. He's been around the program. But what about his personality allowed him to sort of essentially have to wait his turn, not get that starting nod, and then kind of come in here and be very productive?
He has two great qualities. One, he's the ultimate team guy. He's here to help the football team. He's always wanted to be a Trojan, even from being a young kid and having the opportunity to be here and help his football team in any role, in any way, has been exemplary. And then two, just his maturity. I mean, he's an old soul, and what I appreciate about him is even though he's having this very early success, he is brutally honest with himself where he knows he has room to grow, and every time that he comes out of a game, we've been ahead in some games, and I've pulled him, and I've said, hey, man, great job, and he looks at me and says, coach, there's more out there. I can do better. I know I can do better, and you appreciate that as a coach, just his humility, his humbleness, and his maturity at this young of age.
Thanks, Clay. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Your next question is from Kevin Gimmel with ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, before you make a quarterback change like that mid-season, how much counsel do you get from your assistant coaches? Is that something you talk over with the team's senior leadership? Do you solicit other advice, or is that something that you just make the decision and you go with it?
No, I think any coach, listens to his coaches, especially his coordinators and staff, and then ultimately it's got to be your call. I mean, the buck stops here as a head coach, and we're sitting there at 1-2 with a quarterback that was playing good in Max. Max was not the reason we were 1-2 at that point, but the ball wasn't moving and we weren't scoring. We had one touchdown total between Alabama and Stanford, and just felt like there needed to be a spark. And after talking with our coaches, seeing the confidence the players had with Sam when he got in the Alabama game, in the Stanford game, in the Utah State game, and just seeing his poise, that was one of the things that, I just didn't get to see. You can't see in a spring training camp or a fall training camp is how is he going to react when he's on the stage with the brightest lights, and was able to see, how he handles it, and it was with the utmost poise, just like he felt like a practice when he was out there. So, after that third game, made a decision, a very hard decision, to make the change because you got two kids you dearly love. I recruited both of them, sat in both their living rooms, and anytime you make that change, it's hard because you're breaking one's heart and you're making the other one extremely happy.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, starting the number one to ask a question. Your next question is from Yogi Roth with Pac-12 Network. Mr. Roth, your line is open again.
Oh, sorry, I'm muted on again. Coach, how about your offensive line? It seems as though, at least last week, Rojo wasn't touched 7, 10 yards down the field. Where have they evolved in terms of their targeting, their footwork, and understanding the concepts and timing of the block?
Yeah, that's a great observation, Yogi. Over the last four games, I think we've really improved as a unit. It's really, I think, been the key to our success as a unit. The quarterback is playing good, yes, but, you know, when you look at the last four games, one, from protecting the quarterback, you know, I think they've only given up two sacks in the last four games and very few hits on the quarterback. But also, they're eliminating any penetration, no missed assignments. They're playing on the defensive side of the ball right now, which is good to see. And they've been challenged. You know, anytime that you lose a back like Justin Davis, people got to step up, whether it's the two runners in Rojo and Sed, or whether it's an offensive line that was challenged to really create holes and create opportunities for runners to make big plays. And that's what they've done. Credit to Coach Callaway, who's done a great job with those kids, and a bunch of older kids that are really coming together as a unit.
And then how about your tight end, any mentor Bebe, you know, where has he evolved outside of just the touchdowns that we've seen?
Yeah, he, you know, where I'm the most proud of him of is in his run blocking ability. You know, when he came to us, you know, we evaluated him out of high school, and he really was a flex tight end. He was a big receiver, flexed out, and really is groomed into an every down tight end where that can put his hand on the ground and block at the point of attack, and be able to, you know, challenge defenses vertically. You know, the combination of him and Taylor McNamara and Tyler Petit right now, we've got three tight ends that we're really, really confident in. And though you look up and those kids have, I think, caught five touchdowns in the last three games. So really credit to that position developing, or one of the reasons we've gone on this little streak.
Excellent. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Again, starting the number one to ask your question.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance.
Star one.
All right, hearing none, that'll do it for you, Clay. Hey, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, we'll see you.